string of Christmas lights was intended for indoor or outdoor use only. A child-sized Superman costume came with this warning: wearing of this garment does not enable you to fly. A sign at a railroad station declared, "Beware, to touch these wires is instant death. Anyone found doing so will be prosecuted." A shipment of hammers came with the notice, "May be harmful if swallowed," and a bottle of sleeping pills forewarned, "May cause drowsiness." Think of the people who tried to blow dry their hair while they were asleep, swallow a hammer, or fly because they wore S on their chests. If only they had read the directions and warning labels first. The same is true of life. The Bible gives us directions and warnings to guide us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, we read, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work." This passage reminds me of a story I heard about a young man who was graduating from college. His father hoped to give his son a new car for his graduation present. Many of the other graduates were getting new cars from their dads, so this young man wanted one too. He had even picked out the car he wanted and told his father about it. When the day of his graduation finally arrived, his dad shocked the young man when he did not hand him car keys, but rather a brand new Bible. The son was so outraged that he turned and walked away, leaving his father holding the Bible. In fact, he was so bitter he cut off all contact with his father and never spoke to him again. When the father died, the young man went to his house to prepare for the funeral and to help get his father's affairs in order. There, sitting on a shelf, he noticed the Bible his father had given him for his graduation years before. He blew off the dust and, with tears in his eyes, opened it for the first time. Much to his astonishment, he found an envelope tucked inside the Bible with his name on it. Inside was a cashier's check made out to him for the exact price of the car he had picked out. The check was dated the day of his graduation. His father gave him the car he wanted, but he had to open the Bible to get it. He never realized what his father had done for him because he did not open his Bible. As sad as that story is, we essentially do the same thing when we never open the book our Heavenly Father gave to us. Inside this book is something far more valuable than a cat.